Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Welcome you to the second hour of our 4th of July and 250th birthday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook these days. Oh, I forgot to tell you. There is a recall up on the Facebook page. If you feed anything by pedigree, gag me with a spoon, bottom of the barrel in terms of quality. But if you do, there's pedigree recall. So get on the on Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you will find that recall posted there in the last few days. Or you can go directly to my source, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com. truthaboutpetfoods.com. All righty then. It is still Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And next up is one of my favorites, personal favorites, and that would be Help Animals India. Website is helpanimalsindia.org, and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer is here as usual, Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, as always. What's going on? Can't wait to tell you all.
Now, how are you doing today, and what was the fireworks situation in your neighborhood last night?
Not too bad. Not like you had.
Oh, good, good. You were okay then.
Yeah, we were looking for it online on the TV, the local, and they only had one channel, so I taped it. It's also on YouTube, I heard.
Yeah, it was on channel 13.
I had
to search around.
We didn't stay up. it wasn't too bad. Because in past years, I remember it would start on July 3rd. And as you know, we did a lot of blogging on the Help Animals India page about fireworks called The Boom and the Beast. And, you know, just all the damage to the wildlife. And, you know, a lot of people are calling for silent fireworks and I just
I'm now on that bandwagon. I tell you, Eileen, I have never experienced anything like I did last night.
Yeah, we heard it earlier. Sorry.
I didn't know they could make booms that loud. And I have no idea what they were shooting up. I know it was, you know, lighting up the top of the sky, but I never saw any firework type stuff. It may have been lower to the ground, but it sounded like they were right in the middle of the forest, and it sounded like they were right in, you know, right next to me. And you know, the ground shaking, it's so loud. I just can't imagine, the terror that wildlife must experience, you know, on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I'm hoping that maybe it was just so bad because it was 250 birthday and they, you know, bigger and better, that maybe it won't be so bad next year. But I'd sure be in favor of going to Soundless Fireworks, which I know that they started that in Italy a number of years ago. I don't know why we haven't heard more about it here in this country, but
yeah,
I knew they do exist.
A special event and some special fundraiser.
Yeah.
The one thing is, people may not know, how did I get involved in India? I'm not Indian. I became involved in Eastern religions at a young age, in my 20s. And I'm an animal rescuer from way back, from Brooklyn, New York. So I went to India. I said, "Oh no!" So that's another story, and there's many of that on the website. But there's one of the gurus, and people may have heard of her, the Hugging Saint, Amici.
And, I've heard of her.
Right. So she's not coming. She came last. She's not coming this year, but her Swami is, and it's a big event, and it's next weekend. And the reason I'm mentioning her is because she is one of the only Indian gurus that I know that has a street dog. And then kisses them. So she hugs everybody and she hugs the dog. So her major charity is not to help animals particularly, but because she respects the community dogs, that's the big deal. So her Swami is her Swami, the best Swami. We call him Big Swami. He does have a much longer Indian name, and he's a fantastic chanter. They do these chants called bhajans, and he's coming to Linwood next weekend, the 11th and 12th. And that is a retreat, and a two-day retreat that you pay for. It's very, very reasonable, though, with all meals. But the night of July 11th, it's a public event, free for everyone. And I think they'll have a free dinner, too. It's all vegetarian.
And where is this going to be?
It's in Linwood at Anyhow, I can give you the link. That's the most important. Okay?
Uh-huh.
There it is. I had all this up ready to go. Embassy Suites Hilton in Lynwood.
Oh, it would be at the Embassy Suites Hilton?
Hilton, yeah. So people can do a search, or they can just go to this website. You know, the easiest, there's a lot of different sites online, a lot, but the easiest website I saw was NA, that stands for North America, NA.AMMA, A-M-M-A, .org.
Well, that's easy. NA.AMMA.org. Okay.
Yeah, /Seattle. Or you can just do a search. It's all over the place. So the free public program is at 5 p.m.
And that's on Friday?
No, it's on...
You said it was the 11th. No, that's Saturday is the 11th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday.
Okay, so... na.amma.org/Seattle.
Yeah, the public program is July 11th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's free. And they'll have a program and a dinner. They do want you to register the plan. So please, anyone going, please register right away. And, you know, if you can't get there at 5 o'clock, it's okay. So, you know, just get there when you can. So that's
right.
July 11th.
Wonderful.
Okay. So I wanted to announce that. And
okay.
Can I announce something else, or do you have to take a break?
No, we don't have to do that till 20 after, so you can go on with whatever you want to do next.
Well, you know, India's animals always need help, now, today, yesterday, and forever. But, you know, we did have that tragedy in Venezuela. And I had been looking for a place to donate.
Yeah, that was pretty devastating because Venezuela, you're talking about they had huge earthquakes back to back. And
yeah,
it looks like incredible devastation and whole buildings coming down and that everything. Boy, and I, do you know what the animal situation is and is there rescuing going on?
Well, it's not good. It's not good. And some of the big groups like AFA and another one, they are in there working. But, you know, I wanted to donate to a smaller effort. And there's a charity. This woman who started this charity used to donate to Health Animals India until she started her own concern.
Oh.
And they're in there right now. They have a GoFundMe. And they only raised a few hundred dollars. They're trying to raise $5,000. But it's a little hard to find. They can people can go onto Magic Marble Foundation.
And Magic Marble? Magic Marble Foundation?
Yeah. And the GoFundMe is a little long link, so... Or you can find that on their Facebook page, too.
Okay.
Or and email me, and I can send them the link. Just email healthanimalsindia.org.
Well, it's always good if you know, because I always, you know, wonder... what organizations are really legitimate to donate to in a situation like this.
Yeah, well, the big groups are legitimate. It's just that maybe they're holding on. They're not, you know, they have other money, you know, and they're well known. So, but this group, one of the board members is Venezuelan, and I just can't recommend them highly enough. So that's what
wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for that information.
Okay.
All right. Anything else we need to touch base on, or do we get to?
Well, just with India, we're rebuilding some of the animal shelters, and we're adding a new group that's very good. And this group doesn't have a shelter, but they just go around and foster and educate, and mostly a lot of working animals. You know, so people to take the load off and, you know, how to treat them and all the abandoned working animals you see in India. And I've seen them for myself, you know.
Right, and that's one of the reasons that I like Help Animals India so much is that you don't just work with one type of animal or one particular organization in India. You work with all kinds of different groups and organizations and support all the different kinds of animals. It could be the street dogs, it might be cats, it might be elephants, you know, there are a lot of other kinds of animals over there than we have here, but I love that you spread the wealth around and work with different, a lot of different organizations and groups. But so what you're saying is that you've added a new group that to the rest of them that you're supporting. This one, they don't have a shelter yet, but they would like to have one. Is that correct?
No, they're not about having a shelter. They're about going around and educating people in the
street. See. Okay.
And helping the animals on the street. And,
gotcha.
And they are in a part of India we haven't helped before, so
okay,
a state
cool.
of India. But otherwise, I think we're just about in every state of India, so that's amazing. And, you know, these people that, you know, as a Meow Cat Rescue would tell you anyone, it's hard enough being out there rescuing animals, and then you have to fundraise and get the word out. So that's what we do for them, for these groups. And the dollar is very strong right now. It's just astounding.
It's been strong for a long time, hasn't it? And it continues to be strong. So that's good.
Yes, yes. I back in the 60s, it was 7 rupees to the dollar. Then when I started, it was 40. Now it's 95. So,
wow.
You know, to do help in this country, but if you want, you know, more, a lot of bang for your buck, you know, to help a lot more animals. And, of course, we're still having the fight about the community dogs because not everyone is thrilled about all the dogs on the streets. So, you know, we just hope that through all this, you know, Supreme Court ruling about the dogs, that conditions will be better. There'll be more spay and neuter and more, you know, rabies shots to the dogs. And, you know, it's a rough summer. You know, they know how hot it is in parts of the country.
And aren't they trying to kind of like congeal feeding stations for the dogs and having so that everybody isn't just feeding the street dogs, that they do it in certain places? Are they implementing that now?
Yeah, well, some of the street dogs, you know, they have their spots. They live outside a store, or they live on the block. So, you know, that's where they live. They're part of the community. That's why they're called community dogs. I always give the example of like a tribe, you know, or the Native American tribe, a tribe in Africa where, you know, they have the whole tribe lives. And then right outside there's some dogs that live there. Now they'll bark when people come. So they're part of the community. And they're tolerated. They're not necessarily personal pets. You know, they're not walked on a leash or anything like that. So that's how all the community dogs started in India. And basically, they like the dogs. It's just there's too many of them. And so they want, if you are feeding the dogs, they, you know, do it in certain areas. And more government help for spay neuter and rabies vaccination. Because then, you know, when someone gets, a human gets rabies, everyone goes crazy and, you know, wants to kill all the dogs. So it's really a terrifying situation for the dog rescuers when that happens. Because they don't have anywhere to put these dogs. You know, they're there on the street. So they want them to be protected, and they love the dogs. So, you know, that's the ongoing situation, and we just hope with more spay neuter and rabies vaccination it can eventually improve, and that's how we help all the groups to do that. And there's also a lot of government support to do that, but the government support, they don't always do a good job, so we've had to hire trainers to make sure the operation is done correctly and that, you know, dogs don't suffer.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, now that's a good time to Interrupt here because we do need to take care of advertisers at this point. So we are going to take care of advertisers, and then before when we continue, before Eileen has to leave, you can let us know what else we need to chat about and what's going on with your Help Animals India, and what kind of help you're needing at this point. Anyway, you guys stay right where you are. More with Eileen and helpanimalsindia.org straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are chatting with Eileen Weintraub from helpanimalsindia.org. By the way, that is the website, helpanimalsindia.org, and I want all of you to go there and check it out. It's one of the best websites I've ever seen. Really incredible, wonderful photographs and stories and education there. Really incredible. And you can sign up for the newsletter. Appreciate it if you would do that. And you can also make a donation. Remember, our money goes a long way in India. So you can cover a lot of bases just donating a little bit of money. And if you make it a regular donation like I do every month, and you don't even have to think about it. It just happens automatically. So, Eileen, what else is going on we need to talk about?
Well, regarding the newsletter, you know, it's only like every month and a half. Or, you know, every other,
Right, really, you don't overwhelm people with lots of emails and that sort of thing.
No, and it's always nice. Always informative, different situations. They did rescue a new elephant, and you know, we're gonna feature that.
So how many elephants are there that you have at that sanctuary now?
This is seven that they're they're supporting. So and we are the main supporters of those sweet elephants.
And now, is that at full capacity for that particular?
No, they'll maybe get some more, but it's just always a It's always a political process because the temples, people are, I don't know, I'm not going to say stupid, but, you know, why they have to go see elephants in temples, and the elephants are suffering there. And
well, that's so, another thing, you know, like we need to adjust our attitude and what we're doing about fireworks. Well, you know, other cultures are things that, you know, sometimes you need to adjust and make changes. And because of the god Ganesh, who is, you know, part elephant, that's kind of where the reverence for elephants and so forth in India comes from. And Eileen, what you're talking about is that many temples keep a live elephant at the temple, and then they do ritualistic blessings for people and so forth.
Right.
But as we all know, that's not a great habitat or life for an elephant.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the temples. It's also the wild elephants are at risk. There's only 2,500 elephants left in India, if that many, and there's nowhere for them to go. The India has three times our population and one-third our land mass.
Yeah, it's a very crowded place.
So the wildlife, and they have 1.3 billion people, and as I say, if 1% of those people care about that run-over puppy in the road, that's 10 million people that we want to help. So those people are just like you and me who don't, you know, want to pass by the run-over animals, which, by the way, I hardly see any anymore. Used to see roadkill, and, you know, that's another subject. So what I'm saying is,
you know, now that you mention it, I haven't seen much of that either, which you're right. Usually there's a lot. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
I mean, what's going on is there's less wildlife. You know, there's a lot of rabbits.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for those rabbits. They can't run up the tree like the squirrels can to get away from any predators. Not that we have that many. I haven't heard the coyotes recently, so I wonder about that. But anyhow, Martha, I got to run.
Well, I really appreciate you spending time with us again here on Animal World. And folks, we want all of you to check in with the website helpanimalsindia.org. Please sign up for the newsletter. You'll enjoy it.
I have Martha be the only one who's helping because she's got a big load of helping too many.
Yeah, and if I can do it, you guys can do it. So helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter, sign up for a little donation, and let's do our part to help those animals, and especially the community dogs and the elephants and all the great work that you do. Anyway, Eileen, have a great rest of your Sunday.
And, thank you so much, Martha.
We'll look forward to talking to you the first Sunday of August.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
Take care,
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty then. Okay, well, David's you and me until the top of the hour here. But it just reminded me talking to Eileen when she was talking about not seeing as much roadkill, you know, in the wildlife and that sort of thing. It's time for me to remind you guys of deer whistles. And I've talked about them many times before on the show. I didn't learn about them until I had lived out here in the country for a while. But it's different than living in the city because, you know, we have a lot more wildlife out here. And there's bear. There's deer, lots of deer, coyote. We got lots of rabbits, too, and all the other critters. But one of the biggest problems are the deer, of course, they seem to want to just run right across the road in front of vehicles. And, you know, you see just horrible stories of people running into, you know, crashing into wildlife on the road, especially deer. Anyway, that's what these deer whistles are for. They're cheap. And I get them at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. They're come in a pack of two, and I think Mine are black because I have a black bumper, but they also come in a silver color. So they can match chrome or black bumpers. And they're two just little plastic dealies, little whistle things, and that you stick them on your front bumper, one on each side, one on the left, one on the right. Once you stick them on there, they kind of just, that's where they live. And, you know, what they do is that when you're driving, apparently wind blows through them and makes a whistling sound. Now, you don't hear it when you're driving. You're not aware of it at all. But I'll tell you what, they work incredibly well. And this spring, I've been reminded a number of times now, because when I make the drive from when I get off the highways in Monroe, I have to go another 6+ miles out east towards Salton, and I go the old highway. So I go the old road that parallels the highway, and it's mostly pasture land, you know, on either side of that road and houses and stuff. Well, it's a big deer thoroughfare. They go across the road all the time. And I once almost, you know, a big buck, you know, ran out and then froze right in the middle of my lane in front of me. And boy, if I didn't have really good reactions, reaction time. I mean, I stopped and we were just, he was right there, right close to the car. And I didn't hit him, but oh my, that was scary. Well, now I got deer whistles. So now what happens is you're driving down the road and you get within, I don't know, maybe 30, 50 feet or something, and they hear this whistle, that they just stop and head the opposite direction away from the road. And this year, I've seen it working a number of times. Several deer, usually, sometimes it's just, you know, maybe a doe, maybe it's a mom deer and baby deer, occasionally a buck here and there, or a group of deer, but you'll see them, they're close to the road, and as I drive, as I get closer, I get within a certain range, boy, their heads pop up, they hear the whistles, and they take off away from the road. I've had a couple of experiences this year where the deer's actually running towards the road. I get within range where they can hear the whistle. They stop, turn around, run back. Now, I've also seen a rabbit coming 180 miles an hour towards the road and is going to cross, but gets in range of the whistle, stops, turns around, runs back the other direction. I saw it happened with a squirrel this year. So it has worked with deer that I've seen, rabbit I've seen, and squirrels. And it just, you know, I mean, for under $10, you get these two whistles, and I've never had to replace them once I've had them on my car. I've replaced them every time I trade in a car, get a different car, then I put deer whistles on. But I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many animals it saved just for me and what I drive. So get to, and I say O'Reilly's because not all auto part stores have them. We have an auto zone in Monroe, and they don't carry the deer whistles, but that O'Reilly's does, and I think they carry the same thing in all their stores. So I think you could go to any O'Reilly's and get the deer whistles. But if you drive anywhere that has, you know, animals around the road, especially wildlife, you need deer whistles, and you'll be amazed. And like I said, I actually see it happening. Blew me away the first few times. It actually worked with a mole once. I turned the corner, I'm going down my road. There's a mole, you know, cruising across the road. Hears the deer whistle, turns around, runs the other direction. So I think they work with just about anything that's in an animal suit. They hear the whistle, they go the other way. So, David, had you ever heard of deer whistles?
Not until today. No, I haven't.
All right, then I'm glad it came up and we covered those bases. So get your deer whistles. You won't regret it, especially if you live or drive through the country at all or on the highways. Get your deer whistles. They'll keep you and the animals safe. So, whew, wow. All righty, let's see. Before, well, I guess a lot of things we didn't get a chance to talk about. You know that Mercury's in retrograde, and we talked about the weather report, but I also want to let you know that flea season is getting going, and I'm picking up right now. Because we're consistently staying warmer above 50, that means eggs and larvae and stuff that were dormant outside in the ground are waking up and hatching. And so if, you know, you have animals, cats and dogs that are indoor-outdoor models, or like I do, you have an outdoor cat run, you know, they can pick up fleas and bring them in. I got the first call this week from someone, a listener who's got a horrible infestation going, got caught by surprise, and all of a sudden, oh my God, there are fleas on everybody. So it is time, if you do not use chemical spot on flea control products. I tend to avoid those if I can. I like to use the more natural stuff. But if you get a serious infestation going on, you have to deal with chemicals for a little while, at least to get them gone. And if you had fleas in your environment last year, you've got to treat the outdoor environment, and you do that by spraying beneficial predatory nematodes. You can get those at garden stores, feed and grain stores. They are alive, but come in suspension. You mix them, you know, with water, and then spray the ground. And the temperature needs to be consistently above 50 for them to survive. And then you got to water them in well. But then these nematodes eat the larvae of fleas. They also do crane flies and that kind of thing. But anyway, that's part of the whole process. But I just want to alert you in terms of it being that time of year, and I'm starting to hear about it. Fleas are starting to go a little crazy in our area. And not a bad idea to talk to friends and neighbors, because sometimes they're area specific. Like you'll have one neighborhood of some blocks that has the fleas, and then the big neighborhood next to them doesn't have any. And I think a lot depends on what people are doing and how they're treating their animals for fleas and so forth. But you want to be on top of it. And I also, if you're going to use spot-on flea controls, I don't use the really heavy-duty ones that cover all kinds of things, because we don't need heartworm prevention in our area. We don't have heartworm out here. You need one that works for fleas and ticks, and that's all you need. A heartworm is not in our area, and unless you're going to travel to it with your dog to an area that does have heartworms, you don't have to be concerned about that. So why load them up with more chemicals than they need? Suppose y'all could give us a call if you have any questions about fleas and stuff. But I literally had to talk to a listener this week and just give her the whole lowdown on everything you do when you have a serious infestation. And we can do that on the air if we need to at some point. But that's the big deal right now, is getting your deer whistles and being on top of fleas. And if you had a disaster with your animals over the 4th this weekend, and especially with your dogs, and lots of fears and the loud noises, now would be the time to start teaching your jolly routines and getting ready for next year. And we, of course, will talk more of that as the year goes by. But, well, then look at that, Nathan. Nathan, I was just going to ask you about Nathan. I'm assuming, David, Nathan is stomping around as Bigfoot today. So that must mean there obviously is a Mariners game here in Seattle. Is it like a 1 o'clock-ish type?
Actually, that's the important part I need to mention. It actually starts at 2 p.m. today, because it's on national television.
Is on TV today?
Yeah, in fact, I'm starting to hear the posse, you know, Bigfoot's friends out here in the hallway, so they're getting ready to pack up and head over soon.
Oh, so is Bigfoot stomping around out there in the studio?
I haven't seen him. Yeah, I haven't seen him yet. But anyway,
sometimes Sometimes he comes into the studio to meet that posse of whatever's going on that David's referring to. Sometimes he meets them at the stadium, I think. So
yeah, but that's the important news. The game does not start until 2 p.m. today.
2 p.m. I didn't know that. Okay, good. How are the Mariners doing, by the way? Do you know?
Well, they won 11-0. They had their old big fireworks yesterday with an 11-0 win over Toronto.
Wow.
And amazingly, they're in first place in the AL West, which is just, I find it amazing at this point.
I do too. but I guess.
But when you can nickname it the American League worst, that's probably how you could be in first place.
So the reason we're in first place is because nobody in the American League is any good? Is that what you're saying?
No, in the division. I'm not talking about the league, but the division. Okay. Yeah, I believe the Mariners, are in first place with like a 500 record. That's why I nicknamed it the AL Worst instead of the AL West.
Gotcha. I see. Okay. So we're the best of the worst right now.
Yes, for that division. In our division, yes.
Well, I guess. First place is still first place.
Yes, first place is first place.
We're going to get better, right?
Oh, we hope.
And we better be getting better because if we want to be as good as we were last year, we better get with it, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that, they play next week and then they get a little break for the All-Star break coming up here pretty quick.
All right. And then, so the Mariners are playing today here at 2:00. But we also, I don't know how you are faring, David, if you've had to come in to the city at all, meaning Seattle, but we have the big World Cup soccer stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
And I know a lot of people, I was hearing people saying, well, I'm just not going to go to Seattle for a month or so. I'm just staying away. And I have to say, I tend to stay away from the big city anyway. However, I have had to go in into the area to do some sessions, but the timing has been really good, and without knowing it, I didn't schedule myself to be in the city on a game day. The big excitement coming up is that we have a real big FIFA, World Soccer Cup game going on Monday, right?
Yes, it's tomorrow night, 5:00 at, well, as FIFA likes to call it, Seattle Stadium, also known as Lumen Field. It's the U.S. versus Belgium. And we have some breaking news for anybody who's been following Team USA, especially from their last match. Yeah. The player that scored a goal and then got red carded later, he is actually now eligible to play. FIFA has suspended that red card, so he'll be available tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So that's good news for us.
Yes, that is very good news.
But it is a big deal because it's going to be here, and it is the USA team is playing.
Yes.
So that's a little bit bigger deal than just other countries playing. I mean, it's us. So
yes. That's
going to, you said it's at 5 p.m.?
Yes,
game?
And for people who want to say, I'm going to stay away for a month, this is the last match in Seattle tomorrow. Then after that, there's no more matches in Seattle.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. So this is the last one. Okay. And I have to say, I have done sessions when there have been games here in the city, but I've been a little north of the situation, and it actually has worked out very well. The times I've had to be on the road when there were things going on, I didn't have to go right into downtown Seattle. But I think that people are heeding the warnings and staying away from the cities and out of it, especially on the game days, because I just really haven't encountered. I was quite pleasantly surprised at not having to deal with a whole lot of extra or messed up traffic type situations.
Yeah, I've stayed in the south, and I've got this is coming here is about as north as I go. Here to the studio.
Okay.
I don't go over onto the other side. I just stay in my south end unless if I have to be up here.
Yep, sounds wise. So just be a little cautious tomorrow if you have to be around the city because I think it's several hours before the event and so forth. They close streets down and the Pioneer Square area. you know, is all closed off and lots and lots of people. And there should be big crowds for this game on Monday. And it's supposed to be a little warmer, isn't it? Supposed to be like 80
it'll
plus?
It'll be 80s probably around kickoff, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a beautiful day, but it's going to be hot, and there's going to be lots and lots of people. So I would say you don't have to go down there. Don't go. But if you do want to go down there, and then the other thing I just kind of want to congratulate Seattle. I really wondered how this whole thing was going to go off, and you hear all the terrible stories about a lot of the crime and problems going on in Seattle. It's not the city that I grew up in and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, everything I've seen, everything I've read, all just seems to be super positive about how the city has handled this. And it just seems like it's gone really, really well. And considering that Mercury's in retrograde now, it still seems to be going pretty well. So I actually have kind of felt a little proud of Seattle and for doing a good job. And, you know, I haven't heard about any big, terrible criminal stuff or anything going on. And seems like all of the people I've heard talking about it have been nothing but good things to say. And businesses are happy because lots of things have picked up. And then they have great viewing stations all around the area, and some really big stuff going on in Renton where you can go and, you know, the places that, you know, show, you know, the game on TV and stuff and really play it up well. But anyway, it just seems like it's gone really well. And we're almost at the end. If tomorrow game is the last game that's played here in the city, I think congratulations are in order to Seattle for pulling this off and doing as great a job as they've done.
Yeah, there's been nothing but rave reviews about it.
Yeah, how cool is that? How cool is that? All right, let's take a – we better take care of advertisers before we run out of time. And then we got to sneak in current events, and I'm sure there's probably something else we haven't talked about. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down hour number two of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, we heard in this hour from our wonderful NuPro Supplements. Remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins called NuPro Nuggets that my little Miss Sophie still won't eat. Start eating her food until I put a little over NuPro Nuggets on it. The best dog vitamin and supplement for skin and hair coat. It comes in a hip and joint formula. But if you've got a shedding breed of dog, you really need NuPro because it will keep your dog's hair on their body instead of on your floor. Makes a huge difference. And you can check out all the supplements at NuProSupplements.com. And you can purchase there or you can purchase on Amazon. Sometimes you can see find at least the dog products in your local pet store. But the price is the same at NuPro or on Amazon. Remember Linda Rasmussen. She'll be with us next week, and she is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. She works on us human animals. She has an office here in the area at the Intraspace facility on the old Rainier Brewery, and she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her. So just give her a call or text her and say, I heard Martha talking about you. I would like a free session. And she will be glad to accommodate you. And then, of course, be sure you call in next week because she can work on you and your animal friends next week. And the number to call Linda Rasmussen, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, Vertical Energy Worldwide. And call or text her for that free session, 206-841-1992. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you know anybody who's got problems with their dog friends and needs somebody to straighten out those dogs, that's what I do, and I'm really good at it. And can usually get David's nodding his head because I helped raise Miss Daisy Basset Hound. And she, of course, is a model citizen Basset Hound now. Okay. Isn't she? Yeah. And she goes to college and everything sometimes and sometimes not. Yeah. Cool. All right. So give my phone number to anybody you know that needs help. Tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And I usually only have to see you once to get everything under control. Set you up for a great life with your dog. The number to hand out, tell them it's a landline, so they've got a call, no text, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And then before we run out of time, let's take care of current events. I guess we can start with the entertainment industry, because I would say, I think the biggest current events and the best news. Congratulations, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got married. Woohoo! Oh, and I tell you what, I have turned into a Swiftie, David.
I see. I've rubbed off on you then.
Well, and I'm not a Swiftie in the sense of I don't know Taylor's music. I don't own every her music and that sort of thing. I mean, I recognize, you know, the popular songs and stuff. But, you know, with all the publicity and so forth and what's going on, I have read more and more about her and Travis Kelce. And, oh, my gosh, I am so impressed. What incredible human beings the two of them are, and they deserve all the best that life has to give. And They really pulled it off, got married at Madison Square Gardens, and by golly, not a photograph has leaked or anything, because the wedding was Friday night. And they have kept everything under wraps. I can't wait to see what went on. The descriptions of what little information people are talking about sounds like was absolutely magical and phenomenal, and they deserve all the best. But you know, the day before they got married, they donated $26 million to all kinds of charities around the area, around the country, and all that sort of stuff, you know, to honor their day, but to honor others. And they just do such incredible philanthropy and work and are such great examples of caring and empathy and giving and sharing and not being greedy. Unbelievable. Anyway, I just absolutely adore the two of them and wish them the best, and can't wait to see what they did and all of that, because it sounds like it was Travis's mom came, I think this morning, said it was just magical, magical, magical.
Oh, yeah, because anyway. Travis has got to get to work here soon because the football season is going to be kicking off before we know it.
All right. So David, you said I'm joining you. Are you a Swiftie?
Yeah, I have been. I've been for a while.
Okay, and is that because, like, your daughter was in?
Oh, it's because of my. It's because of Jessica. Yeah.
Okay, so it's because of your daughter. You're a Swiftie.
Yeah, that's gotcha. That's a long story that we just don't have time for right now.
Right. Okay. But I figured I didn't assume that maybe you were a Swiftie on your own.
No, it was not on my own.
Okay. But that makes sense. All right, so let's see. And the rest of our current events for there's not a whole lot going on. I don't have really any new stuff on here. I can tell you, though, that the only bark in the park I see that's left will be Tuesday, August 4th, Mariners versus Detroit Tigers. Positive Alliance will be there with free custom ID tags. So that's Tuesday, August 4th for Bark in the Park with the Detroit Tigers.
Actually, I just looked. There's also Thursday, September 3rd against the Athletics. So there's actually two left.
Okay. So it's Thursday, September 3rd. Now, that may mean that since it's not on my list, that Positive Alliance may not be at that one, but it is another Bark in the Park. So thanks for finding that. And I think that's it. There's nothing else on the current events list other than to tell you that next week is our energy balancing show. Linda Rasmussen will be here. And please mark your calendar so you can call in for your free treatment with Linda, and she can work through you for your animal friends. And the more of you that call in, the better. Would really appreciate that. And I think David, I'm going to end up doing the same thing I did this month and or last month, and taking two Sundays off just because I have my summer Kriya, my spiritual renewal of vows weekend coming up the third weekend of the month, and I haven't taken that weekend off and had a true spiritual weekend for a long time, and I'm not fully recovered from the loss in my life and all of that, so I'm going to take a little extra time for myself again as I'm pondering the changes to make with programming here. So there we go. I think we're about done, and that means it is time to fire up the love train one more time. We're going to get on that love train and send God's love and light all over the country, all over the world. It is so needed. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with me. I'll come by and pick you up. And always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So everybody stay right where you are. Animals24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clifton will be joining us after we love train. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.